Sports Day for Kia. The Kia Sorento, Drive Car of the Year. And Red Energy, awarded Canstar's most trusted energy retailer nationally for 2021. That's Red Energy.
7 minutes past six. Hello, welcome along to Sports Day. Stuart Dew, not far away. The Gold Coast Suns coach, who is a little embattled at this stage. Scoop McClure joins us. And Scoop, it's been a pretty big day for news, and it continues to filter through with the AFL making some even late changes on their late changes.
Yeah, hello, Jared. Looking forward to chatting to Richo tonight. Now it's a big edition of Yes, No. As we told you last night, it's the expected changes. Port Adelaide v Sydney now taking place at 4:35 or 4:05 local time. And Sydney have agreed to those strict protocols where they basically act like a Victorian team. They'll fly in and fly out on the day. And as we told you last night, that 1:10 game is now at the MCG on Sunday between the Giants and the Hawks.
Now, I had to grab you by the scruff of the neck and drag you in. I know you're working on something fairly significant, and it did sound as if it had the blues without eavesdropping too much. What is eavesdropping on my calls?
Well, there's supposed to be soundproof rooms out the back.
Unfortunately, they're not. Technology issues continue, which is good in sometimes. Tell me, what is the latest at Blueland, who are about to officially launch their investigation? And didn't Lee's commentary last night get a bit of airplay?
Yep, certainly got a lot of traction, Jared. So the interesting thing that I can tell you tonight is that Carlton, like a lot of other clubs, are going through a process of sounding out potential suitors to be both senior assistant coaches and assistant coaches for next year. Now, the weird thing here is that Carlton are in the middle of, or just about to start, an external review of the football department. So Brad Lloyd, who's being reviewed as part of that, is doing interviews with potential assistant coaches for next year. The name that I have been told by several people that is high up on Carlton's hit list is a guy who played 250 plus games at the Tigers. He was captain, Jared, and he's now Chris Newman. Chris Newman finishes
highly credentialed and highly thought of, but gee, the Hawks would be filthy, wouldn't they? They'd kind of keep going back to the same well.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, they've poached a few from the Hawks. Just at the top of my head now, what they've got. Brendan Bolton, obviously that didn't work
Andrew
out.
Andrew Russell. Didn't they get the club psych as well?
Yeah, that's right. Tara Kavanagh is her name. Highly regarded in psychology. She moved from Hawthorn to Carlton as well. Now, Chris Newman went straight from playing into being an assistant. Many people thought that he was an assistant at Richmond after. He wasn't. Went straight to Hawthorn. After a year, he was doing so well, Jared, that they made him coach at Box Hill. And they just come off a horrible year, Box Hill. The next year, they made a prelim. The next year, they won the flag. He was named VFL Coach of the Year in that year, in 2017, when they made the prelim. He is as highly regarded as they come. Now, the interesting thing here, just as a sidebar, Chris Newman is very close friends and an ally of Sam Mitchell.
Right.
Who's out of contract as well.
Okay.
Now, some people at Hawthorn have told me today that if Sam Mitchell was to become an assistant coach, a senior coach next year somewhere other than Hawthorn, that he would take Chris Newman with him. So this is the difficulty that a club like Carlton finds themselves in. They can't, unfortunately, I know people were thinking, how can they be hiring blokes or interviewing blokes and they're going through a review? The unfortunate thing here for Carlton is they can't wait for the review to be done. The review potentially.
Well, they're going to have to.
Yeah, but Jared, they can't.
Because
say,
if let's just say David Teague loses his job, and they appoint Ross Lyon.
Yep.
I can tell you now, Ross Lyon won't be going there and being told who his assistant coaches are. He's gone down that track. I would be strongly of the view that if they could convince Ross Lyon, this is any club, rather than just Carlton, if they could convince somebody like Ross Lyon or Alistair Clarkson, one of the absolute top enders.
Nathan Buckley.
They are going to say, well, that's fine, but I'm bringing my own team.
Yeah, it's a really interesting one, Jared. I don't disagree with you. And you know that I've been quite critical of Carlton in recent times. But I also think that the club can't be seen to be just sitting on its hands waiting for a review to tell them that in September, hey, you guys need a whole bunch of new assistant coaches. And they turn around and say, well, all the good ones have been signed up.
Well, quite clearly, they may need to come up with a preliminary finding on the senior coach to make that all work.
Well, this is the tough thing,
Jared. They
either
appoint the senior coach within a month and say, okay, bang, you're in.
I don't think they can appoint the senior coach while the review's going on. That's just
But they could do a preliminary finding of the – I mean, ultimately, as you've just enunciated, there are absolutely flow-on effects that need to be triggered off by the senior coach either staying or going.
Yep, I agree.
And so I think that probably needs to be brought forward as quickly as possible to allow all these other appointments to go forward.
Jared, don't you and I know a bloke that played a lot of footy with Chris Newman?
Richo, it's all interesting stuff. You know Chris Newman, and trust me, there is something else that Scoop's keeping from us. I'm not quite sure what it is. He's still got something there.
Just working away. Has he talked to us while we've been sitting?
Oh, you've been eavesdropping as well, have you?
I have been, yeah. No, Chris, hugely respected at Richmond. Took over, obviously, the captaincy in 09 and then helped.
Was he your captain?
Or yeah,
last year. Last year, okay.
And then, obviously, Dimmer started in 2010, where he was captain for the next 3 years. And they were really important years for Richmond.
They're developing, weren't they?
Developing, young list. So they went from basically the bottom to just on the edge of finals under Newey. And then they played finals the next 3 years when Trent Cotchin took over. But Newey was the captain through that transitional phase. Really important for Damien Hardwick through that phase to build up and bring those guys through. So no surprise that he's highly regarded. He's a terrific guy. And he's ticked every box, hasn't he? He's coached his own team, as you said, VFL Coach of the Year, Premiership, and Senior Assistant. Like, he's just, the trajectory is there, isn't it?
Do you see him as a senior coach at some stage down the track? And like most people, they want to, they may have ambition, but I think the smarter ones just let it happen. Don't chase it and don't charge down the door.
Well, he's just ticking all the boxes, you know, along the way. He's been a captain. He's been a leader. He's been a VFL coach. He's coached his own team, obviously senior assistant under a great coach at Hawthorn in Al Clarkson. So he's certainly putting together a CV to do the job.
You got to feel for the Hawks just a little bit. Think about the names. Hardwick, Cameron.
Simpson.
Fagan,
yeah, it's a
Beveridge. Oh, there's another premiership coach, and now they've got two of their guns who they have.
It's a finishing school for assistant coaches.
It's what happens. So if you have success, you look at Richmond over recent years. Craig McRae's
Brett Ratton
gone to Brett Hawthorn. Ratton, you've got Ben Rutten at Essendon. Blake Carosella was at Richmond for a time, so they want to pinch them from the clubs that have had success, don't they?
Where do you think Carlton should be on the ladder, Richo? How many wins do you think they should have?
Based on what he thought going into the year or based on the year?
Yeah, based on what you thought going in or based on what the talent they've got.
I thought their best result would have been 7th or 8th and their worst, maybe 10, 11, 12. But they should have had more than 4 wins at this stage. At worst, probably 6 or 7 wins, I reckon, at this stage of the year. With still the ability then to be challenging for finals. So they're definitely 2 or 3 wins off as a minimum from where they should be.
Look at him. He's on the phone now. He's still on the phone. Come on, spill the beans. What's happened at Windy Hill or at Tullamarine, I should say?
You have been listening to my phone call. I've not told you anything about Windy Hill.
I can see it.
Get away from my phone.
What has happened there? Is it news or not news?
I don't know if this is a story or not. And you're hitting me up live on air and I don't really like it. All right, well, this one from Track Watchers, but Track Watchers has an uncanny ability of being right all the time.
It's what happens when they're at the track.
Hawthorn were playing Essendon in the VFL on Sunday.
Yep.
And a couple of noteworthy onlookers saw that a couple of people down watching at the sidelines had to be escorted out before the game because of COVID protocols. Can't have people behind
closed doors.
So you
couldn't have any supporters.
That's right, yeah. Yep. These guys were doing nothing wrong. They just, excuse me, sir, you're going to have to leave. One of them just happened to be one of the greatest players the club has ever seen and coached the club, albeit in controversial circumstances, and his son was playing, and it was James Heard. And I think a few people were taken back that
he was escorted from the ground
and asked to leave. By the way, a few of those people, I'm told, including James Heard, actually then had to find themselves through a looking sort of glass in the car park outside of the fence, just so he could see his son play. I mean, the poor bloke.
This is the unbelievable ramifications of COVID and the bubbles that the AFL players have had to be in. I mean, he's arguably, I think, was he named the greatest Essendon player when they did their top 100 players a while ago? Anyway, he's the best one I've ever seen play for Essendon, but he's been escorted out and all he was doing is watching his son play.
Yeah,
you're going back page with that tomorrow?
These are the inconsistencies that we sort of are facing at the moment, isn't it? You can go and stand in the park with 100 other people with your dog, but you can't go and watch your son play footy.
Anyway, thanks, Jared. You know, I was just trying to do a little bit more work on that one, and maybe
you've given the age too many. We needed one here for Sports Day.
Lawrence, can you find me a different room that actually is soundproof in future?
You got to get that mirror away from the back. Richo, Tassie has been big this week.
Yes.
I've got no doubt that Gold Coast and Tassie are completely and utterly independent of each other. There is no way known that the AFL is going to walk away
None
from
all.
Tassie.
Zero.
Sorry, from the
Queensland.
Gold Coast.
Yeah.
And I don't know too many people who don't think that Tassie deserve their own team. The issue is, how is it done?
Yeah, well, I think it's a new licence. It's not going to be the Gold Coast. They're not going to pack up shop and give Tasmania the Gold Coast licence that I think a few people have been talking about the last
that
few days.
That will never happen.
No, 100% it won't happen. But I think the last few days, I think Tassie's got a little bit of momentum. It's back in the news. It was a fantastic atmosphere on Sunday. Tasmanians are passionate about their footy, their grassroots football followers. And then I get a lot of people coming back to me over the last few days because it's been on Twitter and everyone's talking about it. Oh, they won't support a new Tassie team. Those Essendon fans that were there Sunday, they're not going to support a new Tasmanian team. Well, I think they would. I think, yeah, they'll still support Essendon, but I think they'll jump on. And over time, as new generations and kids come through, they'll actually just start barracking for the Tasmanian team.
It's tough when you see such poor crowds at the North Melbourne games, though, Richo. I know North aren't going well, but to be honest, Jared, North Gold Coast again this weekend.
But, Scoop, in all due respect to the GWS Giants and North Melbourne, they just have never had a lot of supporters in North Melbourne, and the Giants would have.
Do you think North should abandon the experiment?
I just don't think
I think it's poor for their brand.
It's not good for them when no one's turning up to watch them, and it's meant to be their home game.
It's not good for the players.
And let's be honest, there would be very minimal GWS Giants supporters in Tasmania.
There'd be none.
Because they're rusted on. You know, they're second, third generation Essendon, Richmond, Collingwood fans down there. Mm-hmm. They're not going to be Giants fans.
We go down to Tassie Scoop, as you well know. Give us a call, folks, on
they'll
the Harcourt's open
team,
line.
Jared,
13
I'll 13
32. If you're one of those Bomber supporters that turned up, would you swing on to the Tassie
would
Tigers?
Would you financially support
the Tassie Devils?
Well, we don't know what the name of them is yet.
I think the senior coaches are all about to have a phone hookup. Stewie Jew's holding off the other 17 coaches so that he can speak to us. He's going to chat to us next. Welcome back to Sports Day. We're powered by Red Energy, awarded Canstar's most trusted energy retailer, and the Kia Sorento. It is Drive Car of the Year. Jared, the Gold Coast Suns, as you put on the agenda on Monday night, they find themselves, for not the first time in the club's history, but in different contexts, in a pretty tough position, particularly on field performance at the moment.
Yeah, I think everybody's disappointed. I think everybody is really keen to see both Stewart Jew and the Suns have some success, and the season started off in pretty good fashion. And sadly, they lost Jared Witch, which doesn't help, but you can't throw up injuries as an excuse. No coach is ever going to try, even if they are legitimate. But it was more the lack of effort on the weekend that I reckon would have upset our guest, Stewart Jew. He joins us on the weekend. Stewart, welcome aboard.
Thanks for having me.
It's the same cycle each and every time. You can be gutted on a Monday, on a Saturday, or a Sunday, or a Monday morning, and then by midweek, you get that resolve back, and all of a sudden, in the excitement of a potential victory ahead, where are you in that spectrum as we speak?
Oh no, there's no doubt. Some losses hang around and smell for a little bit longer, but we had our main session today. We set the week up really well through our review, and then I guess we're all energised, and myself in particular, with the way the players attacked the main session today. So I guess we're right in the thick of that. I guess the excitement, the anticipation of the upcoming game.
Is there still room, Stewart, for like a serious hit out on a Tuesday or a Wednesday? Because I've always believed that players, after a really bad performance, and we've all played in them, in fact, I played in more than I'd like to admit. They want to expunge the demons. They want to give themselves a little bit of pain, a little bit of self-flagellation to start themselves psychologically.
Yeah, no, it's good for the soul. Tuesday's probably a bit early, but Wednesday, you know, we always have a contest element. I guess we maintain our effort around that area, but one thing we did different today was, you know, generally if you do a few 1v1s, 2v2 is they're all off in separate areas, but we did it today and did it one at a time so everyone got to watch and feed off that energy, and it had a really good feel to it. So I guess that was the part for me that, you know, them seeing other guys competing hard as opposed to, okay, go off and do our bits in our areas and then come back together unaware of what the others and the work they're putting in, took a little bit of a longer time, but I think the result was exactly what we're after in terms of guys seeing others get to work.
Hey, Dewey, is there a bit of a reluctance these days to do those physical type sessions with the, I guess, the injury risk that you can have at training? The last thing you want is guys getting injured at training. Is there a bit of reluctance to do that sort of training these days?
Yeah, Richo, waivers. You know, and sometimes it's how's your whole of club availability and which players are available. And I guess, you know, we've got three of our leadership group out. So I think the easy ones to go, well, geez, we can't lose Tuukka Nillar. But then on the flip side, the example he sets. So I can't say it's never there, but there's always that feeling that, and particularly with the concussion one now, if someone gets a head knock at training, then, you know, they're out for a couple of weeks minimum. But in the end, we're always weighing up the cost benefit. And obviously most of the time we lean towards, no, we need this to get ourselves physically and mentally in the right space.
How did you deal with what was a really poor performance, and how did the players offer any excuse or any explanation? I mean, everybody would have out in that ground thought they were trying, but then they would have had a look at the vision and been highly embarrassed, I'm sure.
Yeah, no, and everyone wants to know what the, not everyone, but people would like to know what the review is, and I guess it was based around reality, and we talked about when the pressure comes, are we absorbing pressure and putting pressure back on the opposition, or are we passing it on to teammates? And particularly early, there was a lot of instances and evidence around guys passing that pressure, not absorbing, passing it to the next guy, and then the flow and effect from that, you know, across the course of a game causes that loss of confidence. So, you know, we obviously, there was a couple of instances of guys being able to absorb that pressure and what it looks like. And we put it mainly on, I guess there was Will Power, there was a couple of clear examples where he really absorb that pressure, Tuukka Nillar, and then even going back to other games when we've played consistently well, showing just the gap. And I guess the last time we're in that position was after the Bulldogs game, and we showed the real gap between making sure they know exactly what it looks like at both ends of the spectrum and getting as close as we can to the positive.
Hey, Stuart, I reckon the club as a whole has done a really good job in trying to explain to the outside world how this club is going to get better and where it's been. And we all know the context in which the list was overhauled in your first couple of years at the club. But another season where you've been really disappointing on the field in too many of your games. You're 4-9. At what point do you start questioning which direction this club and this team is going?
Well, I don't question it right at this minute. And obviously, look, if we'd won two more games, I don't think any of us would be having this kind of dialogue, but that's an if. But I think where we went about the deliberate reset, we obviously knew there was a couple of strong drafts. We've tried to top up with some middle bracket players. And then there's been some players we would have liked to a couple more, but then we've obviously trying to balance our salary cap with dealing with some from the past, but then also planning for the future so that we don't get ourselves into a bind. And I think, you know, guys that like a Greenwood and Ellis have come in and had a positive impact, you know, importantly off the field as well. So again, as part of this plan going forward, we certainly think our young department is well stocked, and then we need to continue to build that middle to senior band. And that's what we'll be looking forward to, obviously, in the back half of this year, moving forward to next year.
So, Stuart, I'm just making an educated guess here, but I would have thought that you would have been thinking as a club that this year would have been knocking on the door. Now, whether that's finals or whether that's contending for finals or however you want to put it, and then next year would be that, okay, we're right to go. Do you still think you tell me if that's right or wrong, but do you still think you're on that trajectory?
I think, I mean, long story short, yes, we would have loved to have been knocking on the door. And like I said, if we had, obviously, a big hole has been, and Jared alluded to it, we're not going to talk, but Whitsy has really stunted our clearance game. You know, I think we've really been stung there in terms of our clearance numbers. We were third before he went down, and obviously, you know, we're sitting at 15th at the minute. So we're trying to manage that. and obviously get that to a level. Our turnover game, you know, we're really strong in the turnovers against, our ability to be able to absorb some pressure, but then we haven't been able to make opposition pay. And I think, you know, our area for improvement is clearly through that clearance game, but then also on offense. But as most coaches would say, the offense comes on the back of contest, and that's what's been the fluctuating part, and that's what we're, I guess, continuing to train. So as Richo's point, when we've heard on the side of, gee, is it a risk to train contested ball? Well, we've never said, no, we're not doing it.
Joey, you've been up there for a few years now, and you've been able to really look at the environment on the Gold Coast, and people love to bring up the fact that a lot of sporting franchises haven't worked on the Gold Coast. You've been able to sit back now and look at that. Is there anything in that at all? Is there anything in the lifestyle up there that, you know, during the week it just takes a bit of edge off you? Is there anything in that that makes it hard to develop that real winning culture at all?
I can hand on heart, Richo. I can't subscribe to that at all. I don't think that isn't a reason. And obviously through the years, I think we'll see that it's not. And beyond my time as well.
Can I ask you whether the system works against you, Stewie, in that the AFL Players Association won't allow the AFL to extend the mandatory period in which a draftee has to stay at a club? So therefore, you're continuously drafting kids from outside of southern Queensland. You've had a couple of homegrowners, but not many. You've got the top enders, and then you probably end up having to pay overs to keep them initially, which then compromises your ability to get senior players. Do you think, and take yourself out of it, but do you think in 4 or 5 years' time that needs to change, or does it need to change now?
And having spent time in Sydney, I would say it would be of help to teams outside of Victoria or non-football states. Yep. So the northern, obviously New South Wales and Queensland, I think it would be of help. Most teams now, with the, you know, if you got a first round draft pick, particularly a top 10, most of those players are paid on potential and not output. So I think that's real around the league, but it's a little bit heightened in the northern states, obviously. Mm. So, you know, I think that would be of assistance in terms of balancing that salary cap in the early days. And then also then does that give you some more levers to bring in some senior players? But like I said, in terms of our plan, we've pinpointed those drafts where we think we've got the bulk of that young group. Now it's about filling our gaps.
Stewie, I know you're time restrained, but I just wanted to ask you about what's happened with Josh Franco. It says in the statement here that his desire to relocate to Adelaide was for family reasons, but I think it would be remiss of this show not to address the murmurings of a breakdown in relationship between you and your former premiership teammate. Is there anything to that?
No, there's not. And there's family reasons, and it's not my story to tell. Yep. So I think that needs to be respected. And the only instance where there was a misunderstanding was that Josh had told us, and when I say us, the key stakeholders at the footy club, and then the real estate agent had advertised that on Instagram where we made the call. We said, mate, just so you know, it's out there. And then he was like, geez, I didn't know that. I'll sort it. It's off. And then obviously we had to tell the people because once that was out there. But, you know, we would like Josh to stay, but I respect that decision. His son's been boarding in Adelaide since the start of the year, so we knew that this was on the cards. It's not a surprise. He's got two other boys to follow. So that's essentially it. You know, I've known him for 20 years, 30 years, and I'll be close to him for the next 20.
Okay, good to address that. Stewie, thanks so much for coming on. Good luck on Saturday down in Tassie against the North Melbourne Footy Club.
Thank you.
Stewie, coach of the Gold Coast Suns. More Sports Day with Richo, including Yes No Richo, coming up after this. Well, welcome back to Sports Day. A quick teams update. That's for Ty Power. Brisbane v Geelong. It's third v fourth. It's an absolute ripper. In for the Lions. Zorko out. Really? Reece Matheson's been dropped? Jared?
The barometer.
Well, that's good for one of the midfielders at Geelong who won't be tagged by the barometer.
It's bad for the barometer. Tom Berry, the Medi sub, out. Geelong in. Lockie Henderson's passed that fitness test. Out. Mitch Duncan. What did Chris Scott say he'd be out for? 10 to 12. Oh, that's nasty. Yeah. Quinton Narkle.
Big out.
Quinton Narkle has been dropped. What more do you and Richo want to see from Quinton Narkle?
So you've got Mitch Duncan and Quinton Narkle out, and Henderson in. That doesn't stand by for a late change for Geelong.
Not another one.
Yeah, but wait, Narkle can be the sub.
Yeah.
Yeah, he could be out but still be the sub.
Why is Quinton Narkle not the player that we thought he would be right now, Richo? What does he need to do?
Well, he was a month ago.
Yeah. Inconsistent?
Well, I think he was playing well and then he got dropped because they had to get, you know, players back into the team, Dangerfield.
Yeah, but he's got enough talent not to get dropped just because Geelong have a good team, right?
Mm.
If he doesn't, he's got enough talent to be in that side of his own right.
He might be elsewhere in the next 12 months.
Do you think so?
Well, if he's not going to get opportunity, surely his management are going to want him to play senior footy. He'd be playing senior footy at most other teams right now.
Do you want to give us just a very, very quick five-second taste into Yes, No, Richo?
No.
Okay. Yes, No, Richo is coming up at first time for this.
Yes, No, Richo for Wilson Homes. They believe in great design, so you love being here.
Well, it's the segment that everyone listens to Sports Day all week for. It's become so big, it's got its own stinger. We don't just discuss footy here. We don't just discuss sport. We discuss all walks of life. It's Yes, No, Richo. Here's Jared.
I just write the questions. Richo, hand on heart, everyone in the front office, including the CEO at Carlton, should be worried, yes or no?
Yes.
The Gold Coast Suns won out of Tony Cochran's passionate defence of his club on Monday night, yes or no?
Yes.
Tasmania will have a team by 2022.
No.
23.
No.
24.
No.
25.
No.
26.
Yes.
The AFL won't walk away from the Gold Coast this year or any year, yes or no?
Yes.
The AFL can make a 19-team competition work.
Yes.
North Melbourne should not play footy in Tasmania again, yes or no, after 2021?
Yes.
Melbourne, next week, should keep Wiedemann in the team, yes or no?
Yes.
Melbourne should keep Brown in the reserves, yes or no?
This week you're talking about?
Yes, this week.
Yes.
It was a disastrous decision by the AFL Tribunal not to suspend Joel Selwood, yes or no?
No.
Lee Matthews said David Teague should walk away after Carlton instituted an external review. Is he right?
No.
No, did he? I just don't want to misquote the great man. Jared. I think he said he would have.
He would have walked away.
Just being extra careful. Because
Lee Matthews said that if he was in David Teague's position, he would walk away after Carlton instituted an external review. Was he right, yes or no?
No. Geez, I don't like disagreeing with Lee, but
he also said to drop fines, either suspend them or let them off, yes or no, because fines don't work.
I agree, yes.
Just yes or no, thanks.
Yes.
The Swans won't make the eight.
No.
So they won't make the eight, so they will.
I think they will.
Double negative.
I think they'll just scrape in.
You've actually schooled me on that. I'm not allowed to do double negatives.
I've tried. Right, we're getting there.
Okay, we'll get there. Nick Hynde has had a better year than Adam Sard, yes or no?
Yes.
Oh, jeez.
Jake Stringer should be given a 5-year deal, yes or no?
No.
4 years?
No.
Three?
No.
Gee, harsh. Two?
Yes. I think he needs to be on edge, Jake.
Chris Newman will one day be a senior coach.
Yes.
Hawthorn would be filthy if Carlton take Chris Newman on the back of Andrew Russell, Brendan Bolton, Tara Kavanagh.
Yes.
Tara Kavanagh's got a good run tonight.
Yes.
I don't even know who Tara Kavanagh is.
Very good psychologist in my reports.
Thank you.
She'd have a fair bit of work down there at the Blues at the present time.
Tara. Oh, geez.
Tomorrow night's game will determine premiership favouritism.
No.
Melbourne are still premiership favourites.
Yes.
Have you got a few more there, Jared?
Is Harry Jones the best of Dodoro's picks? Yes or no?
Ooh, gee, they're good.
Hang on, Jared. No. Save your best ones because we've got to go. We're going to come back. Second edition, yes, no. You got some political ones stored up?
Not tonight.
Well, there's one there.
Yes, no, Richo continues after this.
A show question.
Matthew Richardson for McDonald's, the new McCafe blend. Coffee fit for an Aussie.
Welcome back to Sports. It's just dawned on me after this many weeks, Jared. He's got two sponsors, Richo. Is he's so good. He's got two stingers. Aren't they? Well, you got these segments are sponsored. Unbelievable
stuff.
Yes.
Sponsorship out of it.
Oh, Richo, you've seen a fair bit over
before we were rudely interrupted. You just told us that Melbourne are still the premiership favourites.
Yes.
And I asked you whether Harry Jones is the best of Smiling Dodoro's picks.
This is tough.
Hasn't he got a smile on his face at the moment with the chest pumped out at the present time?
Well, Adrian. Is 101 back up and pumping?
Yeah, up and about.
Nice. Harry Jones, 5 contested marks on the weekend.
Is he the best of Smiling Dodoro's picks?
Not yet.
He used to do that in a quarter.
Nick Cox.
No.
Archie.
No.
Who is it?
Sam Draper.
I like Big Draper.
Oh!
He Draper. Has got Hang real on. Presence, Big Draper.
Okay.
Been around for a
he's
while.
He's a 200-game... No, he's played 11 games.
Yeah, it's
he's a 200-game ruckman.
He's minimum. A 200-game ruckman, yep. You're calling.
I'm calling it now.
Toby Green should have been suspended, yes or no?
No.
Has Leon Cameron become a better coach in 2021?
Yes.
Ooh. Has Leon Cameron justified an extension to his contract in 2022?
Yes.
Another one.
Jacob Hopper has taken his game to a new level in 2021. Josh Kelly has been in sensational form for the last 2 months.
Yes.
Both have yet to commit to the Giants for 2022. They are in crisis if they both leave.
Ooh, yes.
The Carlton players need to back up the words this week, and they were plentiful on the field, to take the heat off David Teague.
Yes.
David Teague will be the last caretaker coach appointed.
Gee, good question.
Yes.
No more caretakers, says Richo.
I just think it can over cracks.
Richo.
Hope Rob Harvey's not listening.
If you were coach next year and were offered the Collingwood, Carlton and Gold Coast list to take to Tassie to be the inaugural Tassie Hobartians, you would choose Collingwood's list.
No.
Carlton's list.
No.
Gold Coast list.
Yes.
Hang on. You're saying that Gold Coast have a better list than Carlton?
If I'm taking kids that I think can be better, yes. I think they've got better kids than Carlton at this moment. Mm. Carlton have got better top end.
Goodness gracious.
This is a start-up team. That was. Listen to the question, Sam.
Oh, I was listening, Matthew.
All right.
New draftees should be committed contractually for 4 years. Not the current two, yes or no?
Yes.
The AFL should take on the Players Association to get this done.
Yes.
Isaac Heaney needs to lift for the Swans to make the finals.
Yes.
Buddy should play next year.
Yes.
Sean Burgoyne will retire after his 400th game, yes or no?
Yes.
Political question.
On 400? At exactly 400 he'll retire?
I think
that
he
was
might.
The question.
That was the question. Okay, fair enough.
Launceston is the AFL capital of Tasmania, yes or no?
Well, you're asking the wrong person.
It's Launceston is the AFL. It is.
The north of Tasmania.
It's hard for a Devonportian to say that.
Northwest coaster.
Is that what you are, Devonportian?
At Northwest Coaster, I am.
The Hobartians should be based in Hobart, yes or no?
Yes, but play games in Launceston as well.
Okay. Gee, the Northwest won't be happy, okay. Jerry.
Might even get a game at Penguin too.
Ben Simmons has a responsibility to play for the Boomers, yes or no?
Yes.
The A-League, whose final is on this week, has lost all visibility during the pandemic, sadly.
Yes.
The World Test Cricket Championship should be at Lord's.
Yes.
Not the Rose Bowl in Southampton.
Yes.
At the end of their careers, Joe Danaher will be a better player than Hattie McKay. Yes or no?
No.
Ooh. Ooh.
Carlton go to Harry too often at present.
Yes.
Sam Walsh will be tagged by Adelaide this week.
Yes.
De Boer, who tagged Sam Walsh last week, should have been targeted by the Blues.
Yes.
Barnaby Joyce is the greatest resurrection story for 2,000 years.
It's pretty good.
2,000?
Lazarus Joyce.
Since Christ himself.
Lazarus Joyce.
Extraordinary. Ross Lyon will coach in 2022.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Really? That's big from the Cho.
That is big from the Cho. Where is the Cho's question here? I've got one there for the Cho. Here it is. Brett Sutton. Brett Sutton's do as I say, not as I do approach to going to Canberra last week would not survive at Richmond.
Yes.
It was a disastrous misread of the play, yes or no?
Yes.
Ross Lyon will coach in 2022.
Yes.
The Chris Newman story has one scooper Preeve on Classified tonight? Yes or no?
He's back on.
The best defender in the game is Stephen May.
No.
Jake Lever.
No.
Harris Andrews.
No.
Tom Stewart.
Yes.
Good night, Richo.
Thanks, Richo.